Chapter 9. Rod crossed the wide-flagged stoop without hearing or seeing. Vaguely, he wandered down across the lawns towards his car. His mind was harrying the recent conversation, tearing it to pieces like a pack of wild dogs on a carcass. He almost bumped into Teresa Steiner before he saw her, and abruptly his mind dropped the subject of the general managership. Teresa had changed her clothing, made up her face and eyes, and the pigtails were concealed under a lime-coloured silk scarf. All this in the half-hour since their last meeting. She was hovering over a flower-bed, with a flower-basket on one arm, as bright and pleasing as a hummingbird. Rod was amused and flattered, vain enough to realise that the change was in his honour, and connoisseur enough to appreciate the improvement. "Hello." She looked up, contriving successfully to look both surprised and artless. Her eyes were really enormous, and the makeup was designed to enhance their size. "You are a busy little bee." Rod ran a knowable appraisal over the floral slack suit she wore, and saw the colour start in her cheeks as she felt his eyes. "Did you have a successful meeting?" "Very." "Are you a lawyer?" "No. I work for your grandfather."
"Doing what?"
"Mining his gold."
"Which mine?"
"Sonder Ditch."
"What's your position?"
"Well, if your husband is as good as his word, I'm the new general manager."
"You're too young," she said.
"That's what I thought."
"Pops will have something to say on the subject."
"Pops?" he asked.
"My grandfather."
And Rod laughed before he could stop himself.
"What's so funny?"
"The chairman of CRC being called Pops."
"I'm the only one who calls him that."
"I bet you are." And Rod laughed again.
"In fact, I bet you'll get away with a lot of things no one else would dare."
Suddenly, the underlying sexuality of his last remark occurred to them both, and they fell silent. Teresa looked down and carefully snipped the head off a flower.
"I didn't mean it that way," apologized Rod.
"What way, Mr. Ironsides?" she looked up and inquired with mischievous innocence, and they laughed together, with the awkwardness gone again. She walked beside him to the car, making it seem a completely natural thing to do. And as he slipped behind the steering wheel, she remarked, "Manfred and I will be coming out to the Sonder Ditch next week. Manfred is to present long service and bravery awards to some of your men." She had already refused the invitation to accompany Manfred. She must now see to it that she was re-invited.
"I shall probably see you then."
"I look forward to it," said Rod, and let in the clutch. Rod glanced in the rear-view mirror. She was a remarkably provocative and attractive woman. A careless man could drown in those eyes. "Dr. Manfred Steiner has got himself a big fat problem there," he decided. "Our Manfred is probably so busy soaping and scrubbing his equipment that he never gets round to using it."